This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Got a little number in a pickup truck. Daddy sweet money done jacked it up. The party all night from South Carolina. A bad mama
jam. What is this? What is this?
It's my phone. I'm watching a sorority video. They're dancing in jeans.
Oh, is this the Sweeney Tennessee thing?
I don't know if it's. They say it's a pushback against everybody that's opposing the whole American Eagle thing with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, so it's Tennessee. I think it's Tennessee, and they're just doing a dance, and they have jeans on, and it's a whole thing.
Well, it's not just Tennessee.
What do you mean?
It's many schools because I've seen them all.
Wait, you're getting all the sorority girl the dance videos?
I'm getting a lot of Rush videos on my algorithm. Wait, and I will tell you.
That's creepy.
I will tell you that sometimes I'm not really fond of myself after looking at my algorithms.
What?
Because it's embarrassing in a way that you open up your phone and you got that going on there. Yeah. You got these girls all, woo, in their tight jeans.
Yeah. I feel like sorority girls are way hotter these days than they used to be.
100%.
I do. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Like, there's a whole thing.
And by the way, it's called Rush Talk that you've fallen into.
What's it called?
Rush Talk. That's Rush all the rushing videos for all these sororities.
Nice. Rush Talk?
Out. Yeah.
You're Rush in Talk. Rush Talk. Yeah.
I didn't know I was there.
Yeah. Go get them, big boy.
I'm knee deep in Rush Talk. And I'm not proud either.
God.
I guess I watch them too much.
Yeah, I think so. All the way through. Like, I see them, and then I swipe, but you just watch the whole dance.
Yeah, wow. I guess. I'm getting fed along. I got one yesterday from the University of Idaho. Okay. Look, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, you know there's some hot girls in the Idaho.
Yeah, they have hot girls there, too.
I don't know if I need that one.
Hot girls everywhere. BJ's looking at them.
Speaking of back to school, man, Cherry Creek back this morning.
Oh,
other schools.
This morning?
Cherry Creek is this morning, I think. I think I saw that, right? And then you've got many other schools that are going to follow as this week goes along. It just doesn't seem right.
I know.
I mean, Water World is still open.
That seems wrong.
Yeah, if the Water World is open, then you got to stay out of school, folks.
Yeah.
You cannot be going back to school.
Think about the teachers. You think they want to go back?
Oh, no. Seriously, no.
Time to babysit our kids again.
I think they're excited for like the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, because they get the rooms ready and they
get
to do all
that
stuff.
There's a little buzz there, you know, but then when you get down to the nitty gritty, it gets old.
Well, yeah, because then you have that principal that dictates your whole life in the classroom.
You got that little boy in the third row that's eating his snot. That kid. You know what I mean?
You know, I always had this theory, and it turns out I was right. So a lot of teachers are nosy. And I love all you teachers, and I don't think you get paid enough, and just know that. My dad was a teacher. But anyway, I think they're really super nosy. So remember the piece of paper that had open space at the top, and then it had dotted lines at the bottom, right? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they'd say to you, So why don't you write a little something about your family?
Oh yeah.
What's it like at home?
Because kids don't have filters.
Exactly.
So they write everything.
Exactly.
That's going on.
So all of a sudden their mom's on a stripper pole. I'm not kidding. I forgot the name of that piece of paper, but it's that piece of paper where you write at the bottom and then you draw a picture at the top. Mm-hmm. It's all about that piece of paper is just about being nosy about families.
And you see on your feed every now and then, you'll see one of those papers where something is drawn by the kid where the meaning seems to be a lot different than what the kid intended, you know?
Well, those are funny. Yeah. But I'm talking about like these teachers are so nosy. They're like, so what is this, little Billy? And he's like, oh, that's my dad with some cocaine and a gun.
Just a typical Saturday night.
They are. That's how they find out about your family.
That's terrible.
I'm not kidding. Wouldn't you do it? I would do it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'd be like, write about your family.
Well, I think that you're even, you know, kind of instructed and taught to look for those type
too.
Things in a family, right?
Yeah. But I was keeping
from a child.
Fun.
I know, but I'm just saying. All right, Coach Prime had a birthday over the weekend.
Oh,
did
he
you
did?
See that?
I did not.
Yeah, and he ranked his children in order.
Oh, okay.
Of how much he likes them.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think what he does by watching this video is whatever kind of week they're having. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because when you listen to the video, he mentions the accomplishments of each one as he ranks them. So he put Shiloh last.
Oh.
Because he hadn't played yet.
So who was first?
Right. Boozy. No, I mean Bucky.
Boozy?
Boozy.
Who's
Bucky? Is it Bucky or Boozy?
Bucky.
Bucky.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a kid named Bucky. Poor kid.
All right. Here's primetime. Deion Sanders ranking his kids.
Bucky is number one. After last night, Shador is number two. It's hard because Shiloh plays tonight, so it's hard to really. I would say DeAndre's three.
DeAndre? Is that a real kid name?
What is it? Yeah. What's the kid's name?
I have to look it up.
DeAndre?
It's DeAndre. It's his daughter. Yeah.
DeAndre's?
Yeah.
My God, you're a narcissist. DeAndre's.
Yeah, DeAndre.
I think he even mentions he's got a grandkid named Snow or something like that.
Yeah, he mentions that later in the clip. Yeah.
Okay.
It's her son.
Yeah. And he started out with Bucky, remember?
Snow's birthday is the same birthday that I have. We share a birthday, my grandson and I, which I know y'all didn't know that. My grandson and I share a birthday, so happy birthday, Snow. Then you're saying, well, why should she be three? Bossy's upset, but she's four due to numbering, and Shiloh is yet to play. So he's five.
Shiloh's five. Shiloh, I will say this, watching that video.
I feel bad for the forgotten kids, Bucky and Shadoris, or whatever.
They're not forgetting Bucky's number one.
No, but I'm for us, we didn't
yeah,
know.
No,
all we hear about is Shiloh
DeAndre's.
and Shador.
Yeah,
that's
DeAndre's.
All we hear about. Yeah,
DeAndre's. That's who you're talking about.
What'd I say?
I don't know. I'm not even sure I'm saying it right, James. Yeah,
DeAndre.
I will say this. That video was shot on his birthday, which was either Saturday or Sunday. I forgot which one, but he looks great.
Oh, good.
Deion Sanders looks great in that video. The energy. I think he's doing really good.
Well, that happens when you date a younger woman.
Yeah.
Well, because she's way younger.
Yeah. Coochie Tran. That's her name. Right? Isn't it Coochie Tran?
Yeah. Coochie Tran.
Yeah. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app. We are on there live all across America. And you can get the podcast after the program, too. So anything you miss on the show, boom, it's right there on the podcast for you, too. So put the phone, put that on your phone. Put the app on there.
Huh?
I said, put the app on your phone. All right, I got a couple of stories here. Which one you want to hear?
Okay, give me choices.
A baseball player who was married to Halle Berry once gives the reason why he divorced her.
I don't like that guy.
Who, David Justice?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
I mean, I don't
kind
know
of remember
either.
His name.
I
but
just feel
I
like he's really
him.
Cocky.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Then I have four men in a boat that are rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. Did you know about this?
No, but both of those, I don't want to hear either story.
Well, I do have a third.
Okay, good.
It's being called the Iron Dildo Dome.
Oh, the Iron Dildo Dome.
Mm-hmm.
What? So did you see that the WNBA, that they're going to make the mascot a dildo?
No, they're not.
Hi, kids. Good morning.
Listen. No. They are making all arenas that the WNBA play in put up the netting. There will be netting all around the course, so nothing can be thrown onto the court anymore.
That's ridiculous.
No, that's not true.
Go look it up.
There's no way. They're not doing that. There's no way they're doing that.
Help me here.
There's no way.
To secure the
it is on social media.
Yeah,
there's reports of it there.
There's no way that's going
to
happen.
It's like with hockey, it's tied to the glass.
Yeah, there's no way that's
all NBA, WNBA arenas are being told to put up the net. No more flinging of the schlong.
You bought into a baby was stolen by my eagle.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They're putting up the net.
No, they're not.
Sucker. The internet got ya. Yeah.
You'll see.
All right, so go back to the 4 men in a boat.
I will say this. This is phenomenal. This feat that they're doing in this boat is phenomenal. And nobody is talking about it. How would you like to be out in the boat in the middle of the Atlantic with 3 other guys and nobody even knows you're out there?
So
They're trying to row for 3,000 miles in a rowboat. They're in a rowboat, 4 guys, and they're going across the Atlantic. I don't think it's ever been done before.
Yeah, I don't think it should be done. Sounds really boring.
Well, hopefully they make it. Well, it might sound boring, but what a feat that is. Think about that.
If it isn't, like, yay.
The boys and I are rowing over 3,000 miles from New York to the UK, and if you're new around here, this is what's happened so far, and here's the twist and the tale that we're expecting next. We launched ourselves out of Manhattan, past the Statue of Liberty, and into the open North Atlantic Ocean for a very wet and choppy first week, which ended with Jack and I getting thrown overboard by a rogue 12-foot wave and having the boat capsize on top of us. Now, fortunately, it is a self-righting boat, but in all the commotion, our deck navigation system got fried, as well as a couple of other pieces of electronics. However, we still have a working GPS inside the cabin, if you were wondering, so we are able to navigate out on deck with a compass and then check in on our progress when we get back in the cabin in between our shifts.
Why do people choose to do something like that? I don't get it.
Why is your algorithm so weird? You have sorority girls and guys in boats.
I like my algorithm. It entertains
me. So bizarre.
I like my algorithm.
Cheerleaders and guys in boats? Like, what the hell is
going
on?
They're not cheerleaders. They're sorority girls.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Give them respect if you don't mind. Pretty crazy, though. I don't think these guys are going to make it.
Yeah,
I don't
think they're going to make it. Well, it's not going well so far.
No, I don't think they're going to make it. Yeah. Little robot, not meant for this. All right, back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm reading some of these texts here.
We forgot to say happy birthday to my first.
Oh, who?
Her name is Taya, and she's not my friend Taya. She's 13. She's in the teens, man.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Reading some of these texts, isn't it amazing how we'll go to an event like the Savannah Bananas and whatever they're charging for merch, we'll pay?
Yeah.
Is it crazy?
It is.
I mean, if you think about it.
Think about him and his stupid Avalanche jerseys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, how much are those?
Ranging between $180, $200 easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he has a million of them.
Yeah. But at least with those, you don't have to buy them at the game. Those are something you can go online or you go to Dick's and you can still get the quality stuff. It's just when you go to something like, for example, we went out to the Sphere in Vegas. We paid $130 for 2 t-shirts.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
2 t-shirts. She got a shirt. I got a shirt. It was $130.
What did they say?
$65. It was the Eagles show.
Oh, like, so concert t-shirts are always big.
Yeah. And it's just amazing to how much we'll pay at the venue at an event we're at.
But what's even more amazing is how much these things are worth now. Like the old concert t-shirts, people love those.
Are they worth something?
Yeah. So every time we go, because if we go, secondhand store or whatever, those are like everybody wants to get an old t-shirt that says like Poison or something, Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Yep.
No kidding.
Yep.
I've got one, the Carpenters.
What?
Yeah.
Didn't she die from not eating?
That's when it went up in price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jay and Jamie.
Jamie, I think we need to go back to something that we brought up just a few minutes ago, because I'm reading some of the text natives, and this could become serious. This taking her to the gun club thing. I think this. Don't listen to me. Listen to me. Okay. Let me explain, okay?
All right, yeah.
The girlfriend. Ralphie's girlfriend.
So I belong to the Centennial Gun Club, right? And my son and I were both trained there and take all the safety lessons, everything, right? And so we go there just to keep sharp, right? And so we're going to go with her. And
the girlfriend.
The girlfriend.
And I'm sure she's a looker, but she's a girlfriend that's never shot a gun.
No, and her parents don't believe in guns. Mm-mm. And they don't have, it's just not.
This could be a problem.
Well, she's an adult. Really, she's 19, right? She's 19. She can make her own choices, right? Yep.
Okay. I see it both ways.
Yeah.
I see it both ways. I see it more your way than if I were against it, simply because I have guns. I don't see a real problem with it.
But people that don't like guns, they don't like guns.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
adamant.
Yeah. Like
they hate you for liking guns.
No, I have haters because of it. Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Even right now, just saying it. I mean, people cringe, you know? Like, oh my God, gun. Oh!
Yeah, they get terrified.
Yeah. And so her family doesn't believe in it at all, blah, blah, blah. But here's my angle, okay? So my son wants to take her because she's never gone, blah, blah, blah. And we're all three going today. But it's not my place to tell her parents. And I don't know if she is, and I'm not even going to ask her if she is. So I'm staying out of it.
She's 18.
19.
19?
Yeah.
She can do whatever the heck she wants to do, and it's not on you.
Right.
Parents aren't going to see it that way.
I know.
Exactly. Her parents are not going to see it the way you're seeing it and the way I'm seeing it.
Well, what if she just says that my son took her, I wasn't involved? Yeah. Okay. Hello? But I have to go because
that's not going to fly.
Yeah, it's my membership.
Yeah, they're going to fly.
That's not going to fly. So we need something else here.
Do you really think that this could be like a game? Like,
I do.
I just jacked up the relationship and everything.
I think you and I like to be goofy.
Yeah.
And just have a good time with the conversation. But I think it's a conversation.
I think this could be a serious issue.
That could turn serious at some point.
Yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be targeted at you.
Yeah.
From the parents.
Well, she's an adult. Not my problem.
I like that. I like that attitude, though. I do.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, because I will tell you, I know what you're talking about. For example, when my son went on vacation with, his last girlfriend, he goes through them. I don't know. Anyway, they went to Ireland, and I found out that they, and he was 17, and I found out they were sleeping in the same bed the whole vacation.
Yeah. I remember
and
that.
And I was not, I said to her mom, I was like, really? You let them sleep in the same? He's 17. She's like, I'm sorry, I didn't even think about it. I was like, yeah, that's not my. I would never take a 17-year-old girl with us and let him sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
you will, with these parents, now, it really is according to how much they hate guns. Okay?
They hate them.
They hate them. You know that for a fact.
I know that for a fact.
Okay, well, then you're going to be blackballed on this one.
I mean, yeah,
you are. You are. Yeah. Now, I'll give you an example, because you said a few minutes ago that there are people out there that just despise guns.
Right.
All the way around, right?
And I respect that. If you don't like it.
And you often don't know who those people are.
Right.
I'm going to show you a name here that I've played golf with here in the last 6 months with, okay?
Okay.
And you and I both know this person. The word guns came up when we were out on the golf course. And I forgot how. I forgot if I said something or somebody else said something of a force. I forgot. But this person, oh my goodness, was so against it. It was unbelievable.
Is it JoJo?
No, 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 no.
Because his wife hates him.
It was enough.
She went after me on Facebook because we were at the gun range.
No, it's not that person. Okay, no. Okay. It was enough to shut down the conversation like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, let's move on to the next hole. It's my turn to hit the tee shot. He would just shut up. He would shut up. And I was shocked.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
I just showed her the name.
Really?
Yeah, I was shocked and love the guy to death. Love him to death.
Yo,
great guy.
I adore him.
You and I adore.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how, again, and the reason I'm saying this is you just never know how people feel about guns.
Well, trust me, like when I showed like on Facebook that my kid and I were at the gun club, well, what's his name's wife went after me, and she's like, you know, that's no play. And I was like, look, we took lessons, you know, we took a safety class, a regular teaching lesson, all the things.
You could tell someone that hates guns that all that stuff, and it doesn't matter.
It's so polarizing.
It is,
and that's why I'm saying
me
that
even
this...
talking about it is a risk on this show because I guarantee you some people now hate me. You know, because I just...
Oh, it's true.
Yeah.
It's extremely polarizing. It is. And that's why I think it's kind of a serious thing.
A bow and arrow is okay, I think.
Yeah, you can do archery. Yeah. That's not considered.
No, but it'll still kill you. I mean, think about the Native Americans, right? Yeah.
Oh, no. You can do bow and arrow. You can do slingshots. You can do all that.
Right?
Yeah. No, no problem. Yeah.
There is a cool archery range down in Colorado Springs that's kind of set up like a golf course. Yeah. And you go through and you like shoot animals and then you go to like the next tee box. And then, yeah, you just go through it. It seems cool.
It's
cool.
Yeah.
And Fidel... You're a little strange too. I mean, you're so into paintball, but you've never shot a gun.
I've never even held a gun.
Never held a gun.
That's crazy.
Nope.
Yeah.
Wild?
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah.
That's bizarre in its own way.
Yeah. No, I get it. I just don't. I'm indifferent to them. I don't care either way.
Yes. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash. Yep. It's coming up. We'll do it next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.